This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We now welcome Priya Linson, the executive director of One Goal, to the program. Priya, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Alex. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, well, we're delighted to have you this morning. And why don't I just give you the floor to start to tell us a little bit about the organization that you do direct, One Goal, an organization helping students get into college.
Absolutely. Let's start by talking about the problem that we're trying to solve. So
absolutely.
One Goal was born out of trying to ensure that young people could get access to really high quality advising about creating a plan for what comes after high school. On average, high school students across our country only receive 38 minutes of college advising across all 4 years of high school.
Wow.
Like, we're literally going to spend more time than that together today. What we do is try to turn the dime on the idea that college advising can happen in these bite-sized moments. Essentially, those moments, the 8 to 10 minute meetings with a counselor or with a teacher, aren't enough to get the kind of advising and support that young people need. And so the work that we do is about ensuring that kids can directly get access to really high quality post-secondary advising and support when they're in high school and as they make the transition to their chosen path after high school.
Yeah, and you mentioned a barrier, of course, advising 38 minutes. That is absolutely shocking. But I mean, come to think of it, in high school, that might have been about what I got. What are some of those big barriers that stand between high school students and secondary education and college?
You know, one of the big barriers to the actual advising that happens is the ratio of students to counselors in our schools, especially schools that are in the most underserved communities in our country. One of the biggest barriers, though, to actually accessing a degree is finance. And I think that's something we're going to talk about here today. One of the things that we do is really rigorous evaluation on our programs. And we did a study a couple of years ago on the root causes for student non-completion. So we looked at our history of students across the organization, and unsurprisingly, we found that the number one reason that students don't complete a degree and might stop out or drop out is finance. And their ability to access the financing to complete their degrees, which is, you know, the cost of college has gone up so significantly in the past couple of years.
I know that you guys talk about at One Goal, as Priya Linson, the executive director of One Goal, joins me this morning on Score Values. You guys talk about solutions to helping students get to college, pay for college. What are three things that families can do to navigate college funding options?
You know, the first thing that we always recommend to families is to maximize non-loan aid, such as grants and scholarships, before taking on debt. We want to make sure that our young people have access to the most financing that doesn't saddle them with debt once they graduate. That means really focusing on applying for scholarships during your child's senior year, or if you're a senior, during your senior year. Make that sort of like a part-time job during your senior year. get to know the financial aid officers at your child's school. Most families don't realize that they can appeal award letters based on hardships, or they can compare awards from other institutions of higher ed to negotiate more financial aid from their schools. So that's thing one, making sure that you're maximizing non-loan aid. The second is really important to consider the cost versus the value. So this takes some support, but to be able to evaluate the cost of attending each college in relation to the value of the education and the opportunities it offers, that means not just focusing on the sticker price, thinking about factors such as graduation rates for underrepresented minority students, looking at the data on job placement rates, alumni networks, and potentially even earning potential after graduation. One of the things that we always say is that it's important to know that a college with a higher upfront cost could provide better long-term value if it leads to better career prospects and earning potential. So we want to look at the comparison of cost versus value. And then the last thing is that we want to encourage students to choose a path after high school that's a good financial fit. So it might seem obvious, but we want to set kids up for financial success, especially on a path toward earning a degree or certificate that will set them up for that lifetime financial success. So we want to encourage parents to consider, are there scholarships available at this institution? Will they have to work if they go there? Will they need a car? Would they be able to work from live at home, or would they have to pay for housing? So looking at the things that might be outside of just a sticker price, do they have to travel to get back home? How often will they want to come home if there's air travel involved? All of these things add up. And so asking yourself these key questions can help illuminate what's possible for your family.
Yeah, obviously great advice there. As Priya Linson, the executive director of One Goal, joins me this morning on Score Values. And from that advice, how does One Goal take it and put it into practice in helping low-income students pay for college?
You know, the biggest thing that we do is just provide literally more minutes of high quality advising and support to young people while they're in high school. So we talked about that 38 minute number, that young people on average in our country only receive 38 minutes of college advising over all 4 years of high school. We compare that with our program. In junior year and senior year of high school, One Goal students receive 6,000 minutes a year of post-secondary advising. That means that you have significant time on task with a trusted adult who's a high quality advisor, understands these details, understands the funding landscape, and can help you and your family navigate and create a path toward a sustainable option.
Priya, how has the release of the new free application for federal student aid impacted students who rely on these packages to pay for higher education?
Yeah, Alex, that's such a good point. So for people that aren't familiar with the FAFSA, the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, it is the yearly application that opens for students to apply for federal level aid. And so what has happened this year is there's been a significant delay and some glitches on the rollout of the application, which has been widely covered in the news. But one thing that has happened in the last couple of days is there have been a couple of fixes that will allow families to complete their FAFSA. So ideally, students should have an easier time submitting their applications. These delays, though, have been impacting students, especially students that need it the most, often students that are from mixed status families whose parents may not have a Social Security number. And that this is a population of students who rely on this financial aid. And so the glitches in the program have caused some significant delays in students being able to select their colleges after high school and make some real plans.
Priya, for those who are listening right now, who maybe families who have kids are going to be coming up on college and making a decision about what they're going to, what path they're going to take post high school. How can they learn more about one goal, and what are the ways that they can maybe contact you guys to get more advice?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing is that our information about One Goal is always available on our website, onegoal.org. And one of the ways to even identify if a school has One Goal is just to ask. So families right. can always ask their principals or teachers at the school if One Goal is available. But we actually created a portal called Grad Plan, which is operated by One Goal. You can find it at gradplan.org. And that actually offers some free resources and advice for all students across the region that are in One Goal schools or not. And so it was created in order to put forth all the resources that students may need as they consider their college journey, start to plan for, and make the shift into college. It also includes a really helpful chatbot that allows access to the most commonly asked questions and can direct you to a human if you need some extra help. So I always recommend any student, especially those that are not in a One Goal school, start by asking your counselor, start by going to your school, get support from a trusted adult. And if that doesn't help, or you have extra questions, or if questions in the middle of the night when students are sometimes doing this, you can always access gradplan.org.
How much have you guys grown over the 15 years of the existence of One Goal?
Alex, One Goal was founded over 15 years ago, and here in Chicago. And we were founded as an after-school program in one high school, working with a small handful of students. And we now serve over 13,000 students nationwide through our college and career advising class. In Chicago alone, we're operating in 32 high schools, serving about 3,500 Chicago students. So it's pretty exciting, the amount of growth we've had. And we're also starting to do district and school level work across the state.
OneGoal.org. Priya Linson, the director of One Goal, helping students from low income situations get to college, learn the ways of financial aid. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Priya. Great stuff. And we look forward to hearing from you down the line.
Thank you, Alex. Great to be with you today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.